what's your stock pick at the moment?
Well, I think truthfully, confidence levels are relatively low because we're trying to read a crystal ball that's covered in tar. But I think what I'm doing is I'm going back to basics. And although oil demand has been hit very hard, if you look, I think fuel stations in South Africa in April sold 15% of what they did, you know, in February. But things are starting to normalize. So I'm going to go with Royal Dutch Shell, you know, dirty old energy play, but it is pivoting itself into new verticals as well. And in fact, they produce more barrels equivalent of gas. They moving more into other offerings as well, things like electricity and so forth, and obviously trying to embrace the cleaner energy story. So, you know, when you say the thing's trading at £12 and it's going to give you 42 cents of earnings for December, you say, well, you're out of your mind. Why would you pay that kind of multiple? But Fast Track a year, I think they will be one of the last people standing.
Yeah.
At a point in time, I think OPEC's going to have to sort itself out because it's causing itself massive damage.
Okay, on your side, Gary, what's your stock pick this evening?
Yeah, so I'm going with the structure. You know, every now and again, I like the structured product. So essentially, we've got one at the moment that it's essentially a nice, simple one. So I think the problem at the moment is that, like, we've got a market that's being fueled by liquidity, and there's every indication that this insane rally is just going to continue. At the same time, there's a lot of risk on the downside. So this structure is really simple. It's just the S&P 500. We know it's had a decent rally so far, but instead of just buying a pure S&P 500 contract, we're essentially going to add 30% capital protection on the downside. So it's a five-year structured note. It's listed on the Swiss exchange, and essentially, it's actually going to give you 1.05% upside. So if you essentially over 5 years, the S&P 500 does 100%, you will get 105% back as your return. So you're almost guaranteed to outperform. The caveat is that with all structured products, you lose the dividend. Now, the reason I like this currently is because, you know, given the very difficult situation, I think a lot of companies are, you know, just the by their nature, their will to be more conservative. I think you're going to see a lot of companies cutting the
Yeah.
dividend. So, you know, I think you're going to see the S&P 500's dividend yield dropping slightly, which makes that kind of loss of the dividend a little bit less punitive. And I think for the extra 5% that you're going to get on your performance is going to more than make up for the dividend in time. At the same time, we've just gone through, you know, the COVID collapse. We went just over 30% down and then almost recovered in a straight line. So I think from here, 30% downside protection is more than enough. And that gives you essentially a full tracker on the upside, but with a little bit of safety to help you sleep at night when you know that you're buying assets at a premium.
On that note, good night, gentlemen. Thanks so much for having joined me this evening. That, of course, Gary Boyson from Rand Swiss and Graham Koerner from Koerner Perspective. We'll be back next week to take more of your stock-related questions. For now, have a good evening.